KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear sky. It's 5 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 20. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping local news, an accident that claimed a life on Interstate 80 in Cass County Monday brings the death toll from the crashes during that storm to 8. The Iowa State Patrol said late Tuesday afternoon the 26-year-old Ariel Grunberg of Columbia, South Carolina, died at the scene of the crash that happened just before 4:30 p.m. on I-80 eastbound, 1 mile east of the Wyota exit. Grunberg was traveling eastbound in a 2011 GMC Sierra when the vehicle went out of control and crossed the median into the westbound lanes of traffic. The pickup was hit head-on by a westbound 2012 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 22-year-old Tyler Springer of West Des Moines. The Ford then crossed the median and entered the eastbound lanes of I-80 where it was struck by an eastbound vehicle. A fourth eastbound vehicle hit the trailer pulled by the Ford. On I-80 in eastern Iowa, police say 21-year-old Josephina May Buffington of Fairfax died near Grinnell Monday at around 1:20 p.m. Another person died and two others were injured at around 1:40 p.m. in a crash near Durant. In northeast Iowa Monday, two sisters from Decorah, 17-year-old Avery Arneson and 13-year-old Aiden Arneson, died in a two-vehicle crash around 8:30 a.m. that day on a county road in northeast Iowa. Four other teens were injured and hospitalized in that crash. In Cedar Rapids, two men died on a crash on Interstate 380 Monday. 24-year-old Jacoby Jesse Burks of Cedar Rapids and 21-year-old Devian Martell Luster of Dixon, Illinois, were the fatalities. And a bus driver from Independence, Missouri, 53-year-old Dana Easter, died, and several people were critically injured during a multi-vehicle pileup that closed Interstate 35 near Ames Monday afternoon. Voters in the Glenwood Community School District Tuesday approved passage of a 10-year physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, that will generate about $3.7 million for a long list of renovations to the complex, including a new track surface, a press box, bleachers, locker rooms and concession stands, ADA-compliant restrooms, and a parking lot. Unofficial results from the Mills County Auditor's Office show the physical plant and equipment levy referendum passed 969 to 838, or 53.62% to 46.38%. The levy amount to 85 cents per $1,000 property valuation. Voters rejected the first referendum on the issue last April by a supermajority. Tuesday's PEPL passed by a simple majority. Voters in two Des Moines suburbs have approved bond measures to build new schools. The Des Moines Register says Ankeny voters on Tuesday overwhelmingly approved an $18 million bond referendum to build a new elementary school. It'll be built north of the Des Moines Area Community College campus and the Prairie Trail development. Construction is planned to begin in the fall and set to open in 2020. Officials there say the bond will not affect property taxes. Urbandale voters approved a $59 million plan to build two new elementary schools to replace four 50-plus-year-old school buildings that are set to be closed. The bond will also cover construction of the district's first fitness center. Urbandale school officials say the consolidation will save the district $1.8 million annually. Construction isn't set to begin for another 18 months. A third and final public hearing prior to a vote to adopt an ATV-UTV ordinance in Cass County will take place this morning in Atlantic at around 8:35 a.m. The hearing is part of the regular weekly meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors in the boardroom at the courthouse. During the previous two meetings, persons filled the chamber seating area voicing their thoughts both for and against the ordinance, which, if approved, would allow ATVs and UTVs to be used on designated Cass County roads, but also sets certain restrictions on the age of the machine operator and calls for the use of some extra safety equipment. Gone from the latest version of the ordinance is a section restricting the speed to 35 miles per hour and the use of tall orange safety flags. Following the hearing, the board will vote to adopt the ATV ordinance. And the Board of Supervisors in Adair County will meet at their regular time this morning, but at a different location. That meeting begins at 9 a.m. and takes place in the Adair County Engineers Conference Room at the Adair County Secondary Roads Building. And during their session, the board will review and discuss taxable meals, township clerk wages, and the resignation and appointment of a Harrison Township trustee. They'll also hear from Stacy Eukin with Midwest Partnership and April Hughes with Iowa Workforce Development with regard to a home-based Iowa initiative resolution. And they'll also hear from their county engineer, Nick Kaufman, who will present his regular report and contracts for the Adair County supervisors to sign. In the funeral announcements, Kathleen Kathy Jones, age 61 of Cumberland, died Thursday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for Kathy Jones will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Arvilla Peterson, age 99 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A prayer service for Arvilla Peterson will be held tomorrow at 12:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eudine Barnes, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Eudine Barnes will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roger Carter, age 63, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Roger Carter will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Rebecca Powell, age 70, of Messina, died Sunday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Powell will be held Friday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Thomas Pattison, age 60, of Woodbine, died Saturday. Memorial services for Thomas Pattison will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Scott H. Robinson, age 77, of Manning, died January 31st in Sun City, Arizona. Funeral services for Scott Robinson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Clifford Fries, age 88, of Anita, died January 27th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Clifford Fries will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Harley Edwin Plain, age 93, of Erling, died February 1st at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A celebration of life open house for Harley Plain will be held on Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. in the chapel at the Little Flower Haven in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Inez Monkey, age 98, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Inez Monkey will be held next Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.